Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dominic O'Callaghan, thanks for having me in. Really appreciate it.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has been. Yeah. But
I think there was a Munster man sitting in that chair last time I saw you, but he's long gone.
Yeah, he is long gone. Yeah. Thank God.
Whatever. Derek, I think he was called. Yeah, but come here.
Do you know what? I'm kind of glad that fella's boxed up. He was a bit of a lunatic.
He was. He'd throw a noni character at you. You wouldn't know what was happening.
Yeah, by the kid.
But come here. You have turned yourself into an author, young man.
Yes.
How about that?
I'll be honest with you. A big thing for me, Dave, coming away from rugby, I made a conscious effort to stand alone from it. I know this might sound a little bit nuts but I just thought it might be a bit ballsy to kind of go, can I stand on my own 2 feet?
And do something, because, I mean, the obvious route would be management, punditry, it's what you've done for your whole life, your expertise is there. But you haven't. I love that about you. I love the fact that you've said, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to try different things.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, there's been many days I wanted to run back to it. It's like the safe house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I know this sounds nuts, but I can plug straight into rugby. I know this sounds
nuts.
You
know the language, the drama, you know the personalities. It all makes sense.
Yeah, but then I made a conscious effort to kind of step into this kind of industry and to make a big push on the kind of entertainment side of it.
Little did I know
that I'd spend my summers in a forest with Davy Fitz. Shown and Oran.
The dream of many people, maybe not you, Donegal.
Shown and young kids. Catch your mom, will you? Catch your mom.
So of all of the things you've done, obviously, we kind of do want to talk about all this stuff, but you have gotten to a point now where, as a busy dad, you found a way to take your life, take your personality and put it into a book form.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't have any credit before I had kids for that beautiful moment before bed. Now, there is the part from the parent where you're there like, let's make this as quick as possible.
Military.
You know what I mean? Yeah. 20 minutes, I could be down watching Yellowstone if I play this right. But I actually find they're the moments of glue. They're the moments of beauty that actually keep you together. And we used to read all the books, the great ones, starting with The Gruff Law, all these kind of Roald Dahl, those beauty ones. But it would always finish of, Dad, tell us a story about when you were young.
So the kids would ask you for that.
Yeah, or tell us a story there when you messed it up. And like, Dave, I feel you're like me. There's plenty of experience of getting it wrong and
so many.
Owning a mistake.
Yes, absolutely. Like the time that I left.
Here we go.
The twin girls were brand new. They weren't even one, I don't think. And I had left them in the room for maybe 15 seconds. I came back in and one of them had smeared all of the pseudocream on the other one's face. And the two of them were just bawling, crying. One because the other twin looked really scary because she was now covered in like this white. The other one was crying because it was in her eyes. So, yeah, I've been that dad.
But it takes a week for pseudocream to come off, doesn't it?
Like, there's no washing. It's whatever it is. It doesn't mix with the oil. Yeah.
They look like Casper for about 3 months.
So you've titled the book Disaster Dad, which is such a great one because all the dads around the country are going, That's us. So you did. Do you just draw on your own experiences and the things that you've maybe, you know, made a few mistakes in yourself?
The truth is this book is truer to life than my autobiography. I promise you, everything in this book I've done, between flat packing and trying to do chicken coops, painting tables.
Tell me about the table. The table's one of my favourite. Tell everyone about that.
Well, Jenny and the kids went away, and I always get this in my head. When they go away for a bit, wouldn't it be lovely if they came home and opened the door and went, oh, wowee, look at this. Look at our new house. So our table was, like everyone's table, starting to get grubby from home. Homework and different things. I was there, I'm going to give that a lick of paint. But in my head, I had this magical idea that I could make it look stunning if I, you know, like the Crayola tables in little kids' schools.
So you go, blackboard.
Yeah. So if I went all out and painted different colours, and I'm not joking, Dave, I put the brush down, the first brush stroke of pink on the top of the table, and I just went, oh, good God.
What have I done?
And I was too far in then to kind of back out.
Yeah.
So then, to be fair, it's actually out the backyard now and it's getting used to hold pots and
the beautiful kitchen table vision that you had is now at the back for birds to poo on.
That's it. But you get it wrong. You get it wrong.
But that's the thing about it. Look, the joy of being a dad, I think, is the fact that you get to be a dad. As in, do dad things. Like a lot of people go, oh no, I'm after becoming like my dad. I'm like, that's the best part. It's the best part of you. Like I have, I shout things at my kids. it recognizes my brain and go, oh my God, that's what dad's. And I go, I'm a dad. Yes.
Looking for someone to high five.
No one's high fiving you.
No one's yeah.
But this one is called Disaster Dad Chicken Chaos. And the best thing about this is that I can see the future. I can see Disaster Dad insert new title here. Yeah. This is going to run, Donegan.
Yeah, I'd like it to. Well, probably because, Dave, I've plenty of stories. Yeah. We haven't even touched on the Red Jocks.
How are they not in it?
I have a story about bringing ducks into meeting rooms. There ain't no stopping me.
Okay, well, look, I want to talk about more of the things you're doing. Disaster Dad Chicken Chaos is out right now, so get your hands on it. It's absolutely brilliant, especially for Christmas. And Donegan will actually be signing copies in Easton Douglas on Sunday the 15th
December, forward to
12 noon. Do not miss that. Let's talk radio.
Yes,
obviously something
please.
That you did, you've now moved away from, but how did you enjoy that dynamic of live radio?
Yeah, I must say I was blessed with teammates. You know better than anyone.
Sure.
Once you've a crew around you, and people have no idea what goes on outside the room as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you do it, like you pop up the mics and you have the crack, but there's so much work that goes into that. And I'll be honest with you, Dave, I'd no knowledge of that.
No concept,
before.
Yeah.
I thought you just turned on the mics and it was a great laugh. And then all of a sudden you were there like, where's the out? Or I was like, whoa, my head was spinning.
What's going on? Yeah, yeah.
But I must say, I really enjoyed it. It pushed me fierce out of my comfort zone because when you do TV stuff, a gesture or a facial expression
can explain loads.
Can get you out of it. Mm. Whereas here, like, we don't stop talking. If we stop talking for a second, everyone's going, what's going on here? Like,
as Alan Partridge famously said, dead air is a crime.
I mean, like, that's what it's like. She's the expert.
Absolutely. But it is wonderful, especially to do it like you did with Dearen and Carl in a group, right?
Yeah.
And I know I'm Dave Moore now,
hey,
and I'm
look
but I've been Dermot Day for 20 odd years. But this team I work with, you know, we're a collective, you know what I mean? There's nothing like having a group of people aiming for the same thing.
Agreed. And I was lucky with that environment as well. The two of them are superstars. They always had my back. I was learning it. I really was. And if I'm being honest, I was a little bit arrogant going into it. I thought it would be
easier. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not. This is the mindset of rugby players. You think that you can go out and leather fellas around the place. You can do everything.
You can do anything. If you've smashed into Dan Bigger, you're fine. Of course you are.
Dan Bigger's fine. Honestly, he's like Roger. Bowl over him. He's way bigger.
Very quickly, do you think Irish rugby, looking at the new talent coming through now and obviously the established players who've been world number one for so long, do you think we're in a good, healthy position?
We're in a great place. And I'll be honest, I find an awful lot of people chip away because they're quite envious of what we do.
What we've got,
like, we have to remember we're the four choice sport. Like, you know what I mean? Our talent don't even play our game.
You know what I mean? So true,
like,
yeah.
If you're good at sport in Ireland, you play hurling and football or soccer.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, but yeah, we're in a great place. The RFU have done, I know you're going to say, oh, here's the next teammate banging the drum, but they've done a brilliant job of.
I think any sport where Ireland can dominate, whether it's an individual sport like boxing, golf, or then a team sport like rugby. Like, we shouldn't on paper be able to dominate the world. We have 5 million people in the country. As you said, it's the fourth most popular sport. Like, there's no way we should be as good as we are, but we are.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Because you go to New Zealand, but all they play is rugby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, I remember we got a brilliant fitness advisor over, Damien Mendes. He came over and he couldn't believe Tomás O'Leary's ability to go through different types of drills.
Right.
And we were there because he's a hurler, man.
Yeah,
and he was there like, where are the rest of the hurlers? And they're representing us.
Yeah, they've got club jerseys on. That's what
exactly.
They have. Okay, quick fire round before you go. Do this with all my
lovely
guests. What is Donegan O'Callaghan currently obsessed with?
Do you know what? Gone all the way back to the very start. Rubik's Cubes.
No.
My kids, two of them are into it. A little boy in Jake's class, Liam, can nail one in like, I think something like 8 seconds.
You're joking.
Jake can get a side, but it's all the go at the moment.
And how are you?
Yeah, it's terrible. And then I typical me, I blame stuff. Like, I'm there, that's a dislocated finger from France away in 2003.
Donegan pulls out two shovels instead of hands and goes, what are these things supposed to do? Have you got a Rubik's Cube and he's about the size of a television for him to have a go?
There you go. Changing the stickers.
Who is the most famous person either in your phone or who has DM'd you?
Ooh, do you know who I chat to an awful lot and people don't believe me that we're kind of friendly? I like to think we're friends. Alistair Campbell. You know,
really?
Alistair
yes,
Campbell.
The political...
Yeah. Because we shouldn't work. That shouldn't work. You know what I mean?
And how did you get to know him?
He was on the Lions tour in 2005.
Oh, he was,
of Do you
course.
Remember the one where Brian O'Driscoll got spear tackled?
Yeah.
Alistair did a great job of actually spinning that whole campaign. We were playing like... ducks.
But then he managed all of a sudden.
Yeah. But I would kind of chat away to him. It is funny though. I remember I just for some reason we hit it off. We got on. I found him really interesting and fascinating and a bit of fun. But I remember we went out for a cup of tea one day and Shane Horgan, one of my teammates, and Dennis Hickey passed and they actually passed the cafe shop, right? And they came back. They had a double take of like, what?
Don't think you couldn't possibly be holding a conversation.
What are they doing in there? Honestly, Dave, if he's ever on, please get him in. What
I'd
an
love
incredible
to.
Company. What a great fun. The stories, like if you imagine,
he's been in.
Yeah, but he's been in the box seat for that, you know what I mean? All the Good Friday agreement and stuff like that and just hearing about it was just incredible.
Amazing. What is your favourite thing on the Christmas dinner plate?
Ham. The ham. Yeah. In fact, sometimes I'm there like less turkey, more ham.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
I don't wash my legs. I don't purposely make an attempt to it.
It happens.
Exactly. There's enough going on up top to drip down and get it
off. Yes,
Bar the backs of my legs, I think they could do with a wash because I have a big arse, right?
So it's actually like an umbrella.
It's like a waterfall. From now on, I'm going to start washing the backs of my legs.
Now, everyone in the country is picturing Donegal Callaghan's umbrella arse. Absolutely amazing. I couldn't be happier. Don't forget, Donegal will be signing copies of his book, Disaster Dad Chicken Chaos in Easton in Douglas on Sunday the 15th of December at 12 o'clock. Donegal, thank you so much for coming in. Happy Christmas.
You're gent. Likewise.
Thank you. Dave Moore on Today FM.